You know, I don't know about you, but I always think about Oshkosh when I think Zydeco. To me, they're synonymous. And nobody proves it like Copper Box. Can we get them to come out here right now? Copper Box, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on our What Do You Know stage when polka turns into Zydeco, the Oshkosh way. They're going to sit up here. It'll just take a moment to get them. And we got the founders of Copper Box, Danny and Michelle Jerabek. Say Jerabek or you say Jerabek? Jerabek.
Both. Jerabek or
yeah.
Jerabek.
Yeah. Which do you prefer?
Jerabek.
Or don't you? And you guys grew up together, is that right?
No. We got married.
Yeah.
We grew up separately and about an hour away from each other.
Okay, but you knew each other as kids, I guess
yes,
is what I'm saying.
Yes.
I don't mean that you married someone in the family necessarily. Because that would be not good. I don't know. How are you? Nice to see you both here. But if your fathers both played in polka bands in Oshkosh? Is that the background?
Yes. Danny's from Ripon area, so he learned to play the accordion playing in his dad's band. And I grew up in Kewaskum.
And
played with my grandpa's band and my dad and my brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and they were both at polka bands?
Yep.
Yeah.
Both polka bands.
That's super cool. And did you play accordion too as a kid or?
Me?
Yeah.
My dad played accordion
and
I played a little bit, you know, on my own.
Yeah.
But not like Danny plays.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Once I met him, I didn't play the accordion anymore, really.
Yeah. Intimidation. He's intimidating.
I won't let her, yeah.
Although he let me use it once at one show, and I ended up on the front cover of the Green Bay Tourist Guide and playing his accordion, and that was the last time he let me use it.
Because that's a nice, beautiful, that's a wonderful, that's a special accordion.
Thank you. Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It was a very hot day, and I was giving it my all for 3 hours. And for 3 minutes, Michelle was playing this little button box, and they take her picture
naturally.
And put her on the cover. And
Well, that's going to happen, man.
My heart and soul.
That's going to happen. You know, what's the story behind this accordion? I know there's always a story behind a guy's accordion. When did you meet?
A couple beers and a couple of Jägermeisters. I bought this in 2003 from a Hohner, and now, as of last summer, last July, I was endorsed by Hohner accordion. So that's
cool.
Pretty awesome.
That's cool.
I should be getting a brand new one soon. As you can see, maybe in the front row, it's kind of taped here.
Yeah. No, that's
top,
cool, though. That makes it more Zydeco.
It's like used. Yeah. It's polka and Zydeco.
And who are these guys back here? Let's get
Our bassist is Dave Shila.
Hey, Dave.
From Waukesha.
Yeah, from Waukesha. Yeah, cool.
And Dan Cable, we call him DC, from Winneconne, Wisconsin.
Yeah, hey, Winneconne.
Dan Cable.
We got the state represented here. I love it. Was there a moment where you guys, this thing where you went Zydeco from polka? I mean, there must have been something happened to you.
I'm not sure how it actually happened. But.
I think it was, we just were able to listen to so many different styles of music, and then playing the accordion just led us right to, like, blues music.
Yeah, cool.
And then they're like, well, Zydeco is blues music with, you know, basically the accordion and a great rhythm section behind you, so... Gave it a little more kick, but we kind of fused it all together with Copper Box.
And sounds difference. Something like this.
Yeah.
Copper Box.
It's a fine time for getaway. Wanna get away with you. A fine time for getaway, wanna get away with you. Feels like a holiday, I can't spend my time with you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, it's a fine time for getaway. Wanna get away with you. There's no time when you're out of time for a getaway for two. Feels like
That's what I'm talking about. So, did you learn that little dip from Buckwheat Zydeco? Let me show you that. I'll do the dip.
That took us a long time to learn that. We're not known for our dancing, you know.
That was great.
I was like, checks, you know, we're not known for.
The new CD, by the way, is After the Rain. Was that one on this CD?
That's the latest one. We do have a new one coming out.
Oh.
With the new track that we just played called Getaway, coming in June next month.
Okay, all right. So it's all happening here. Copper Box, by the way, is what you're trying to look for online there. You're trying to find the music. And there is a copperboxband.com, too, so you can check that out. Got another one for us?
Sure.
Yeah?
Someone mentioned Baraboo. Before,
yeah.
I wrote the song right after playing the Baraboo Fall Festival in 2006, downtown Baraboo, and I was so inspired by the Baraboo belly dancers. I was also thinking of the beach when you were talking about.
Did you write one out there too?
Yeah, I would like to play the beach, and maybe I'll come up with another new original song.
Yeah.
So, I hope. Hopefully everybody will
get
call
a bigger
in.
Accordion before you do.
Live recording, yeah. Here's a song called Gypsy Dancer, dedicated to belly dancers all over the world.
Thank you. and it's always the same. It's a rhythm she's dancing. He tries to ask for a dance, but it's always the same disappointing ending. He tries to ask for a dance, but it's always the same disappointing ending.
What do you know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI,
Gobble
Public
Rocks,
Radio International.